Fourth Servant Song, Passion and Glory. It is now when my servant will succeed, he will be exalted and highly praised. Just as many have been horrified at his disfigured appearance. Is this a man? He does not look like one. So will nations be astounded. Kings will stand speechless, for they will see something never told. They will witness something never heard of. Who could believe what we have heard? And to whom has Yahweh revealed his feet? Like a root out of dry ground, like a sapling, he grew up before us, with nothing attractive in his appearance, no beauty, no majesty. He was despised and rejected, a man of sorrows familiar with grief, a man from whom people hide their face, spurned and considered of no account. Yet ours were the sorrows he bore, ours were the sufferings he endured. Although we considered him as one punished by God, stricken and brought low. Destroyed because of our sins, he was crushed for our wickedness. Through his punishment we are made whole, by his wounds we are healed. Like sheep we had all gone astray, each following his own way, but Yahweh laid upon him all our guilt. He was harshly treated, but unresisting and silent, he humbly submitted. Like a lamb led to the slaughter, or a sheep before the shearer, he did not open his mouth. He was taken away to detention and judgment with an unthinkable fate. He was cut off from the land of the living, stricken for his people's sin. They made his tomb with the wicked. They put him in the graveyard of the oppressors, though he had done no violence nor spoken in deceit. Yet it was the will of Yahweh to crush him with grief. When he makes himself an offering for sin, he will have a long life and see his descendants. Through him the will of Yahweh is done. For the anguish he suffered, he will see the light and obtain perfect knowledge. My just servant will justify the multitude. He will bear and take away their guilt. Therefore, I will give him his portion among the great, and he will divide the spoils with the strong. For he surrendered himself to death, and was even counted among the wicked, bearing the sins of the multitude and interceding for sinners.